The Wisconsin Medical Society says signs of physician burnout are present and growing in Wisconsin. 87% of doctors said they experienced some symptoms of burnout in a study from the group last year. That's up 5% since 4 years ago, and it's 5% higher than the national rate. Dr. Bud Chumbly is CEO of the Wisconsin Medical Society. He was a practicing OBGYN for 36 years. Dr. Chumbly, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what is burnout, and what does it look like for a physician in particular?
Well, burnout, I think, is simply stated, is lack of joy in the profession, feeling you don't get any positive reinforcement from your job, getting overwhelmed and feeling that you're not performing at the peak level. You're not doing what you were trained to do as a physician. I think most physicians go into medicine to care for patients and to care about patients. But with the workload and the EMR and a number of other reasons, I think they no longer see that as happening. And burnout is a kind of a shorthand way of saying that they're unhappy and they're depressed and they're thinking about leaving medicine or cutting back on their hours.
Now, you have been surveying doctors about signs of burnout and causes of burnout. You mentioned some of them there, and one of them you mentioned is EMR. That's electronic medical records. Why is that a part of the cause of physician burnout?
Well, the EMR came into existence probably 15 years ago with a lot of promise to help physicians manage a lot of the data around physicians. But yeah, it really doesn't. It's a way to store data, a lot of data points, but it doesn't really help the physician manage the patient. It's really become an assistance for the billing office and for tracking measures, some quality measures, some management measures. But as it's morphed into that, the physician has been asked to put in all those measures, and so they spend about for every hour they spend in patient contact, it's estimated they spend 2 hours on the electronic medical record, loading in data and working with that with the electronic medical record. So the time that they are allowed to they have to spend face to face and making complex medical decisions has been reduced. And again, this is not what they went to school to do, is to load in clerical information into an electronic medical record. It really didn't fulfill its original promise to the profession that it was going to help them make clinical decisions.
Are there fixes you're looking for changing? I assume there's no going back in some ways on electronic medical records, but are there ways to use them, to use doctors' time more efficiently so they're not, as you say, spending more time filling in those records than talking to patients?
Well, there are ways to do that. You could, in some systems are experimenting with having other people do that, whether it's scribes or whether it's assistants that will be with the doctor in the exam room and fill in the electronic medical record for them so that they can concentrate on what they do best, which is making complex medical decisions and having a relationship with the patient. There's also a lot of thought being given to transforming those electronic medical records into, an actual something that will help the physician identify exactly, where that patient is in the course of their illness or in the course of their care. So all that information comes to the forefront automatically when he brings up the patient in the electronic medical record. So it's a complete summary, of their health record, and it doesn't have to be searched through. Another problem physicians have is that, any record is only as good as the data that's put in, and much of the data, some of the data that's put in is not accurate, and so if you can't rely on it, you end up asking the questions anyhow about their health history.
been digging into one of the big causes there of burnout among doctors. Let's talk about the consequences now. First, for the physicians themselves, in a piece you wrote about this, physicians apparently have a substantially higher suicide rate than the general public. So worst case, this is a life or death issue for a doctor.
Yes, you know, the suicide rate is, you know, 4 to 5 times the population, and they're much better at it, unfortunately, than the normal population. And this is ultimately, you know, the worst case scenario. And we see this in young physicians as well as, you know, old physicians. And it's really an alarming trend, and it's on the way up. And we've seen this in Wisconsin as well. And it's a shame when you see a physician in mid-career or early in their career get to the point where they feel that the only way out, you know, of the situation is to end their life.
And even if we don't get that worst-case situation, there's a concern, you write, that a doctor suffering burnout may not be able to provide the best possible care to their patients. Can you talk about that?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I think it behooves me to say that we have excellent care in Wisconsin. We're always number one or number two by a lot of criteria from the federal government. So we are providing, you know, great care, but I think it just goes to say if you're, you know, if you're focusing on the electronic medical record, or you're focusing on federal regulations or insurance regulations or the barriers to producing some of that care that are out there, that can affect the ultimate care that a physician's able to provide. And if they get significantly burned out, that, you know, that can affect their concentration, and I suppose affect their ability to, you know, care for that patient.
Talking to Dr. Bud Chumbly, CEO of the Wisconsin Medical Society. We're talking about physician burnout in Wisconsin. Let's look at some more solutions now, Dr. Chumbly. As I was reading your piece about how doctors can take care of themselves, I was thinking of a metaphor on an airplane where they say, you know, put that air mask on yourself, then you're going to be able to help others around you. You then use that exact metaphor as I was reading on. Talk about what doctors can do to take care of themselves at an individual level, first of all, so that they can provide the best care for their patients.
Well, I think it's important that they, you know, first of all, realize that this is a problem, and I think most of them have. I think the nation has realized it's a problem. There's been, you know, a piece written in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. I think the healthcare systems have realized that it's a problem. Everybody's written a great deal about it. There is no silver bullet to solving it, and everybody's coming up with different things. You know, I believe just getting networking, not eating lunch at your desk, but networking with your fellow physicians. You know, getting back into your social life, spending time with your family, is very important. You know, the physicians have a tendency, you know, what we're taught is really, if there's more work to do, you just buckle down and you do it. But there is a limit, you know, to what you're able to do and how much you're able of your time and effort you're able to expend before you do, you know, become burned out.
Now, more and more, of course, doctors are not, they can't decide their own destiny on some of these things. They are employees of someone else, a health system, for example. What can people who are in charge of employing and scheduling doctors do to help make what you just said happen?
Well, I think in understanding that it's a problem, understanding what other health systems have done to improve that. You know, about a year and a half ago, there were CEOs of 20 systems that pledged to make this a higher priority. And so there are now a lot of conferences that concentrate on improving physician well-being. You're seeing C-suite level people being identified as, you know, senior VP of physician well-being in different large systems. So they actually will focus on that and try different things, you know, trying to improve the electronic medical records. I think that's a partnership between healthcare systems and the ER manufacturers. You know, so far, I don't think we've seen a lot of focus on ER manufacturers on that issue. because they're so busy installing them and still at this point. But I think we're getting to the point where it's become known that this is a significant problem. You know, we are trying to identify those people responsible for physician well-being and resiliency at the major systems of Wisconsin and act as a convener and see if we can get people talking to each other what works and what doesn't work, and so that we can spread that knowledge across the state.
On a related note, I talked to someone who'd done research on a physician shortage here in Wisconsin, a shortfall in the number of physicians are going to need in the years to come. Are you seeing that from your position with the Medical Society, and do you see that as a bigger problem down the road?
Well, there absolutely is a shortage heading our way. The medical schools have done a good job of expanding their residency slots and their medical student slots, with additional campuses in Green Bay and Wausau. And so we are doing some things to fill that, but my concern is if we don't address the burnout problem, you know, we'll be, for every new physician we bring on, we're going to lose two to early retirement or a move into an administrative role or a non-clinical role that they perceive as less stressful. You know, when I was in administrative positions, many people would come up to me as, you know, how do I move into a fully administrative job? And that would take the pressure off my clinical work. And it's just harder to practice medicine now with all the barriers and all the social determinants. The patients seem to have, you know, high deductibles, you know, high copays. It's harder to get them the care that they really need, which I think causes stress in the physicians as well.
Now, if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like you're seeing, even though the numbers have gotten worse a little bit over the years, you're seeing good news, it sounds like, in that a lot of key players are taking this issue of physician burnout seriously. Do I have that right?
Yes, I think there is some good news there, that they are taking it seriously, and that's a key focus of the Medical Society, and that's what we're going to be pushing for. And I, as I go around and talk to leaders of systems in the state, they say this is high on their priority list. And there is, you would assume that would be, because that's their main workforce. That's what, you know, that's who sees the patients and drives the systems. And if they experience a lot of turnover there, it that's very expensive for them to have a lot of physician turnover. And so, and it's important from a state level to provide the physicians that we need in the future.
Very briefly, if there's a doc out there listening saying, yeah, this is me, I'm feeling burnout right now, what's your message to them?
Well, my first message is a pretty simple one, is that don't eat lunch at your desk. You know, find a colleague to go to lunch and talk about it, you know, and reconnect with your, you know, with your friends outside of work. There's more to life than your electronic medical record, and go seek that out, and then, you know, talk to the, you know, the people who are influencers, you know, in your system. There are statistics out there that say that only 10% of physicians feel that they can influence the healthcare system at all.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Dr. Bud Chumbly with the Wisconsin Medical Society. He joined us to talk about a growing number of physicians experiencing burnout across the state. Coming up after the news, are you suffering from politics fatigue? We'll talk to a journalism professor about the onslaught of political news. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.